Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, March 13th, 2018. Today is Donald Duck Day. According to a cartoon in the late 1940s, Donald was born on a Friday the 13th in March. The license plate of his car is the number 313, which is likely also a reference to his birthday. The positive economic situation is also impacting the region's labor market. The Berlin-Brandenburg Business Associations, or the UVB, expect that companies will create 70,000 additional jobs this year. Head of the association, Christian Amsink, stated on Monday that overall, the figures continue to rise. Three-quarters of the additional jobs will be created in the capital. In Brandenburg, jobs could be added at logistic companies and in the social services sector. In Berlin, it is primarily service providers who want to hire, such as communications and PR agencies and digital companies. But teachers and educators are also needed. In industry, the outlook is less optimistic. Siemens, GE, and Ledvance, for example, have announced job cuts. The startup sector in particular is developing exceptionally well. Many founders would find a good environment here, such as young people and affordable living costs. According to management consultants Ernst & Young, 70% of the country's investments in startups went to Berlin last year, which was just under 3 billion euros. The Berlin S-Bahn extends its WhatsApp cleaning to the entire network. Since the summer of last year, Berliners have been able to report pollution at train stations and in trains via the WhatsApp short messaging service. More than 1,000 times, S-Bahn users had contributed to the immediate removal of waste, pollution, and other unpleasantries. The service, which had previously been tested on the Ringbahn, is now to be valid for the entire S-Bahn network. A press release states that all 166 stations and around 3,000 train journeys per day are included in both regional and long-distance stations. 7 days a week, from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., the service center can be contacted by WhatsApp. If necessary, passengers should send a message stating the exact location and type of pollution. The concept is that the appropriate cleaning teams will be informed immediately. Once the order has been completed, customers will receive feedback on request and evaluate the cleanliness of the trains and stations. Throughout Germany, Deutsche Bahn will introduce the new WhatsApp service at 240 other stations by the end of March, but under different WhatsApp numbers. According to its own figures, the S-Bahn Berlin spends 9 million euros annually on cleanliness in the 1,300 S-Bahn wagons. The local service center number can be found in our show notes. Citizens have filed hundreds of objections against the project to build a tram line in the densely populated Friedrichshain to the Ostkreuz railway station. Many citizens and institutions have expressed objections, which are now being evaluated by the Senate Transport Administration and the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVAG. While the district, the Berlin Passenger Association, and residents in the surrounding area largely support the project, there is also some discontent along the route. Of 160 parking spaces, only 55 will remain. Noise is also feared. A tram will roll through the Sonntagsstrasse up to 192 times per day. Many objections come from the Hellenenhof housing estate. According to reports, the attic stories of the adjacent buildings had not been included in the preparatory investigations on noise and vibration. If this were indeed the case, the planners would have forgotten one important aspect. In mid-February, about 800 objections were made by citizens against the tram project. Five objections were raised by public bodies, which include local authorities. In 17 cases, companies operating power and telecommunication lines expressed their concern. Criticism also came from two recognized nature conservation organizations. Reported by the Berliner Morgenpost, inspired by the worldwide initiative Blue Community, the Senate wants to build around 100 new drinking fountains in the city area. The goal is to reduce plastic waste, which often consists of plastic beverage bottles. According to the report, the Senate's initiative is also aimed at providing Berliners with easier and free access to drinking water outside of their households. Berlin currently has around 50 public drinking fountains. Per the newspaper, the new water dispensers are planned for public places, in administrations, civic offices, and in schools. The Senate intends to approve the project in the coming weeks. Around 1 million euros would then be available for the next 2 years to finance the construction of the wells. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.